This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Parents are worried about whether a return to in-person instruction in the pandemic is safe, especially if their child has underlying medical conditions. Children's Health has put together an online guide based on conditions and medications to help parents decide. In this edition of Vital Signs, I talked about this with the hospital's chief of infectious diseases, Dr. Jeffrey Kahn.
Your high patient risk, just to get at some of the things you've listed in that category, about which or because of which you recommend they stay at home and engage in online learning only, includes asthma and cystic fibrosis.
Well, we wanted to think about what underlying medical conditions would put a child at great risk. Now, for asthma, of course, not every child who has asthma has the same degree of illness. Typically with asthma, obviously it's a lung disease, and the virus does attack the lungs, so that would put them at risk. Also with asthma, some of the medications that we use can also suppress the immunity. So there's a double-edged sword, if you will, for patients with asthma. Cystic fibrosis, of course, is a disease that also affects the lungs. And these children are particularly prone to lung infections. As they get older, their lung function deteriorates to a certain extent. So this would also put them at great risk for COVID-19 infection.
Why neuromuscular conditions?
For children who have neuromuscular conditions, they may not have the capacity to really expand their lungs. And in a lot of these children, one of the problems that we find is that because of muscle weakness or the chronicity of their disease, they ended up having a secondary problem with their lungs, and they become quite prone to respiratory infections in general. And certainly by extrapolation, it's not a surprise that they would also be susceptible to COVID-19. And again, some of these children are on medications that may suppress the immunity. Again, an additional factor for why these children may be at greater risk for COVID-19. I think it's important to distinguish between two terms here. I think we're all equally as susceptible to the virus. If we get exposed, we're going to get infected. The other dimension of this is really whether individuals are susceptible to severe infection. In children, we know that most infections are asymptomatic, but in certain populations, there is a greater likelihood that these children will develop severe disease. And that's what we're focused on here.
You say it's okay to go to school for anything considered low patient risk. Give me an example.
One can imagine a child who has inflammatory bowel disease where the condition is very well controlled with minimal medications. So that would be something that may be considered as a mild disease, low risk.
But what needs to happen or be in place at a school for that to be okay?
Every school is different. So we go back to the principles of mitigating the spread of the virus. Social distancing, wearing masks, hand hygiene, those types of things. The other challenge for schools is what happens when the virus gets into the school and what are the plans to address that particular situation. For example, if the classrooms are completely separate and independent, that may be a better way of controlling spread of the virus in the school rather than having the children intermingle. So these are the types of questions that the parents may want to ask their schools and their teachers and to get a better understanding of what are the plans when and if the virus enters the school system.
Parents should perhaps be more proactive than normal.
Have a plan B. What we've learned from other places is that when the virus gets into the school, they may have to shut down a classroom or a certain wing of the school or perhaps the entire school. Parents obviously have other obligations in sending their children to school, allow them to get back to work or to do other things, but be prepared that may change.
Dr. Kahn, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think the one important piece of advice that we're giving our parents right now as they're considering this decision is the importance of wearing a mask. So make sure that your child is comfortable with a mask before they get into the school environment. And have backup masks in the school bag or the backpack. Inevitably, these masks are going to get dirty or something's going to happen to them.
Kids will be kids.
And also, the important thing is that when the child gets home, is to take those masks and put them in the laundry. Taking these precautions can save a lot of grief in the long run.